It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 585.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Mr. 97, you're on camera. You're in the middle.
Yeah.
How's it feel? Like you're over that side behind the panel. Mm-hmm. You're pulling shit up for us. How does it feel to be here in the middle of the boys?
Maybe a bit more confronting.
Well, it usually only happens when something confronting is about to happen. Because
your knee feels very warm, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? One of the things I love about you is you go red. Like, it's old school, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Like, remember kids blushing at
Don't
school?
Don't do it now. Like,
do you remember
to think
kids
about
blushing?
I blush, yeah. I mean, I go red pretty easily.
But I feel like people don't blush like they used to.
Mm.
What happened? Unless they're drinking a lot of red wine and they're flushed.
Yeah, it was a kid's. It was a bit of a kid's thing. Was it a thing that you're conscious about growing up, about your flushing?
No, not really. Okay. I mean, you can't stop it. So.
Yeah.
I mean, just let it happen.
You can with makeup, mate. I mean, women who are wearing makeup, or men that blush hard,
mm-hmm.
You can't see it. That's why you're on TV, you have makeup. That's why Aaron from Ticker wears makeup.
Yeah.
Not for the blushing bit, but because you just lose any
or the red
change.
Wine.
Hey, Aaron, making love your studio.
No, so the reason you're in the front, Mr. 97, is because today is the day where we are releasing a video that we made in December.
How are you feeling about this, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a bit nervous.
It's about sex. So we teamed up.
And it's very fitting that we're talking about blushing, because that's what's about to happen to Mr. 97.
You didn't really blush too much in there. You were pretty calm on the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was you guys and Scooter Derek doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we teamed up with Four Seasons Condoms and Scooter Derek, and he performed a generation intervention.
So we heard earlier. I remember we even talked about this with Ash Williams. Mm-hmm. People aren't young. The younger generation aren't having sex anymore.
It's a sex recession, and so
it's because of shit like Tinder and porn and a bunch of other stuff.
So why aren't people having sex with Tinder? That's why I don't understand. Isn't Tinder giving you more sex?
Well, I think you just like
the opportunity. Yeah.
Well, you could say that, but I think there's also sitting behind the computer. Like, matching is already giving you some kind of, you know,
just
feeling.
Tinder have a desktop version?
No.
Could you imagine if it, like, sitting in front of this fucking
maybe it's just like you're interacting through just, it's like that's, yeah, that ease. I think there's also the drinking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mr. 97 hasn't drank until he met us, and he doesn't drink. He's had one glass of wine, not even. He's had a beer. And so there's a bunch of those things that are happening, which is why it's not happening. And so this is why it's fitting. The partnership with Four Seasons Condoms is perfect, because you, my friend, are an interesting cat, and I say that in the kindest possible way.
Well, yeah, I don't think they'll necessarily expect it. You know, a sex or a generation intervention could happen with just a young person not having much sex.
Mm.
This is another ball game. We're speaking about a virgin here. And so we've got a 5-minute video of you and Scooter that we recorded in December, which we'll now play.
If you're listening to this, go to YouTube. Listen now, but also go and watch.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, we'll put it on IGTV so you can find it.
Yeah, it's everywhere. You know how
it is. It is everywhere. Any final words before we play, Seb?
Enjoy the video.
Okay, here we go. Our 20-year-old producer, Mr. 97, has done a lot of things for the first time recently.
What have I done? What do you mean?
But one thing he hasn't done is have sex. So we got our mate, 53-year-old Scooter Derek, to surprise him with a generation intervention.
Thanks, 97, for sitting down with me today. My generation were rooting like rabbits at your age, as every generation beforehand. Putting it simply, you guys don't seem to be rooting. This is a generation intervention.
This is going to sort you out.
This is going to sort.
Yeah, I reckon you'll be chopping in a week.
Do you overthink sex and how it's going to be?
I think I reframe myself from overthinking. So I probably would have the tendency to do it. And so I think there's probably a filter where I'm like, if I underthink and I push it away and I don't think about it, then it doesn't exist, and I don't have to, you know, spend time thinking about what it is and what it would be like and who it's with and how it happens. there's not a willingness to put myself in a situation where it could lead to sex. There's a whole sort of foreignness about it. You've got the examples of like what you see in porn and what you see in TV shows and movies and all that sort of stuff, but it still feels super foreign in terms of how you lead into it, how you engage, all that sort of stuff.
So you still live at home with your parents,
yep,
as I'm told everyone does.
Yeah.
When the time comes and you've got a girl around and in your room, and would you feel comfortable getting stuck in? Would you feel comfortable having sex in there when your parents are at home? Are you?
Well, I mean, my parents' bedrooms is right upstairs,
directly above you.
Yeah, on top. Yeah.
I think technically, that's better than downstairs.
Yeah, it's not soundproof.
I think you're better off being at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean that's a thought, right? Like where do you go? Like, because it's a bit weird bringing them home if people are home and you want to have sex, but I mean, I guess you find a time when no one's there.
Or maybe not take porn once again into account when thinking about how loud it's going to be and yeah, how sure. long it's going to take and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, okay, so you're okay with that. You don't feel like it's a sacred place or anything like
nah,
that.
Nah, it was it's just more of like it's a bit uncomfortable not knowing where people are, if they're going to come home, like yeah, all that yeah. sort of stuff.
Do you feel like in your family, do people just walk in and out of doors and or knock and open? Is it like Seinfeld where they just barge in?
Barging in. Okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
that would probably change. You find that
yeah,
it would change if you had a girlfriend around.
Yeah, I think so. I think the door would be shut a bit more.
In a perfect world, your first time, where is it? Who is it? What's happening? What's the lead up?
The first time, I want it to be more romantic. So I don't know. So I feel like somewhere out of my room, out of my house, would be nice, because that just feels a bit strange.
Mm.
And making it this sort of like special occasion would be nicer than just in my bedroom, downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
can you see any romance in hooking in a frenzy in a McDonald's car park midnight?
No, definitely not. No, do you?
Oh wow. There's romance in everything if you look at it the right way.
Through the right lens.
So who is it, like in a perfect world? I'm not talking about bodies and stuff like that, but, you know, what does he or she look like?
It's just someone that you have fun with and you're willing to experiment and test and learn. And it's not really much of an appearance thing. It's just who you're comfortable being around and doing it with.
If you were going on a date, you thought she was beautiful, you'd already been and had a coffee, and you're going on another date, would you take condoms with you?
That's a good question. I mean, I would say rush down to the shop right before.
I mean, you mean you haven't got some ready? What's going on here?
No, I don't.
What?
No.
Oh, mate. Fucking hell. Can you believe that this is your job? The weird and wacky world of a podcast producer.
Testing and learning.
Real agile approach.
Yeah, yeah.
Fast, fail hard.
Yeah. Scrum master.
If you can ban his dates.
Yeah. From foreplay. What's definition of done? I mean, definition of done is different
when
from you.
When are we shipping this?
This is... how do you feel?
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know.
I mean, you've had some time to reflect because it's been around a month since we filmed it.
Mm.
What have you reflected on?
Well, I mean, I guess the sort of thinking around all of it is naive because I don't have anything else to go off. But I think there's, I don't know, maybe something fun and a bit interesting about leaning into that.
So I mean, the classic coaching question is, how can we help? How can we help?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you need to.
Like, that's a fair question. fair response.
Well, like, I mean, kids.
It's not our business.
Helps inferring that there's a problem. We could say the help is. To just, I mean, I think Four Seasons condoms are helping us shift his attention to something that he wasn't thinking about.
But Tully has criticized us on sort of being too hands on with you. Do you think that's the case?
Maybe a little bit, but it's not like that doesn't really bother me. Like, I think I appreciate that, but yeah, I don't know. It's something that will eventually happen, so I don't see a need to rush it or force it or, yeah.
I mean, don't force it. There's I love the dynamic between Josh and I. I feel like you learned to go to Josh for certain bits of information or
oral sex expert.
If you are going to talk, that's the shit you're going to get. But if you're going to speak to him about an approach or you speak to me about an approach, you're going to get two different versions, I think.
Mm.
I mean, I'm just, is that something you've recognized between our relationship?
Yeah, well, I think it's, Tommy, you come in with, I guess, the approach of.
He's the jam, I'm the marmalade.
I don't know the difference between the two.
Neither do I. That's why it's funny. But what do you see as
they're
the
both sweet spreads.
Well, you have different takes on it because you've experienced different things. And so it's not that I go to one of you when I see a benefit in, okay, Josh is going to provide me with better advice. I think it's more just like both of you have these experiences and I can just sort of ask you both about it.
Yeah. I mean, mate, thank you for being so open. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's you're leaning in 100% this year. And I think that's the very start of, I mean, that's really fucking just sending you up into the stratosphere of like leaning in. I mean, talking about this shit on video.
Editing is funny because I reckon I got it down from 15 minutes to 5 minutes just cutting out some of the awkward silence. Like no content, just the just you thinking.
There's a lot of that.
You were doing a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
Because where do I go? Like I go into this like place of living vicariously through you. I'm like, what a great opportunity. Just having sex for the first time, doing it. And I almost like lean into the like, yeah, do it in a romantic place. But then where I think my like sort of fall off the rails is I say, okay, well, like how do we set, like do we organize an evening for him? And he's like, but then that seems weird, right? You invite someone to a hotel for the first, like it all seems a bit much.
I mean, now that you understand what a generation intervention is, do you think it's more, you're seeing it more in the people around you of your generation?
The sex recession.
Yeah, I think that there definitely is, but whether that's like, I don't know if it's a thing that people are sort of like actively seeking and thinking about. Like, I don't know if it's much of a pressure that people are like, oh, yeah, I really have to have sex.
And well, so you don't know what you don't know until you realize that it was a complete different way.
So does it mean that hormones are lower?
Siri wants to chime in, went off in the background. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is. Do we need to get another blood test?
Yeah, it's not hormones or whatever.
But no, I don't think we're saying there's a.
There's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong with you. I love.
However,
I love. I just love. I wonder what Bodhi and his generation will be like. My son, who was born in 20.
Bodhi will be an animal.
17. Bodhi. I mean, you've seen photos of him at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Penis in hand. Uh-huh. Kids do. So, oh, mate, I got to tell you, I was on the phone last night. Someone I have never spoken to in my life. It was a conversation.
On the phone? Like a telemarketer?
No, spoken on text. She, very friendly. Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Having coffee on Friday.
The way you sort of delivered that.
Yeah, but I'd never spoken to them. So I'm on there. And so you're trying to sort of give you put your best foot forward. And then you just hear me mid-conversation. Just she's thinking I've got some kind of thing Tourette's going on. Tourette's, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she even said that. And I was like, no. Bodhi just had a pair of pliers and was going at my car door. Uh-huh. He got the pliers to the car door. I love how you care about it. Was going to hurt
someone. I thought he was going to go to his dick.
Yeah, because you always end up going.
You were there. Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't have cared so much. It was my fucking car. You know, his dick will grow back. His dick will at least heal itself. My car panel, I have to pay to get resprayed. He nearly just went. And so he's wild and he just doesn't know what he doesn't know. So he doesn't get that using this on the car. Jules Lund's kid drew like, I think wrote Love Your Mummy or something in the side of their car.
Absolute nightmare.
How were you as a kid? Were you a little terror or you? I mean, you were a sweet little angel now that I think about it. You're in the choir.
You would sleep all the time. You would also sleep all the time. Is that true?
That's what Mum said. I was talking to Mum the other day about it and she used to work at like this international school in New Zealand teaching them, and she used to bring me in and put me in the other room when I was a baby and just put me down for sleeps and then go teach a class and then come pick me back up at the end.
You hear about these little angels that you can take to a bar or take to, you know, like a restaurant, put them under the table while you're having dinner, just in their little porticot. No, not the porticot, like their little capsule from
was
the
Bodhi
car seat.
Was Bodhi ever like that?
Absolutely not.
Never. No, even like early days.
There's a gremlin. Looked like some spawn out of it. But cute too. You know, like that's where your heart just melts. And it's because he's like, I love this kid. It's kind of like you. Just like, I love this guy. And I just love Mr. Test and Learn.
That was very funny. The Test and Learn stuff. You don't realize how many things that you pick. Like, you pick up so much stuff from TJ and I. Yeah. So much.
Friction. Yeah. A lot of friction.
Yeah, there's no traction without filters, friction or whatever. Yeah. And so so leaning in 2020, one of the things is the Life Hack Club. Mm. Can we have some updates on our clubs?
Yeah.
97, I know you've been doing some work on your text message services.
Yeah, I found one that I'm going to use, and it's pretty good because you can send out your mass alerts to everyone, but you can also have a normal conversation with them. So you can just message them back in the app and it sends it as a text. So
when are you going to be implementing that?
We just have to subscribe. You have to pay the subscription. Yeah, okay. And then, how much and then I'm ready. $20 a month.
Can we do that?
As they look to the CFO. I mean, now I need to look to our accountant.
I think it's $20. Yeah.
I got a message. I'll message him.
Do you reckon
I think you'd be pretty actually, up for
like, it'd be pretty fun, like, no, because obviously when you get a new accountant, they want to see how often you're contacting them. It would be pretty funny just to call them just on a random bits. Hey, mate. I'm just paying for lunch. Coffees. Are we able to pay the coffees and the meals at the same time? And what's the...
Look, you're on the premium plan, the high touch plan, mate. You can call me anytime you want. That's all right.
And so, okay, we'll do the... and so those text message thing, that will also help our clubs as well.
Yeah.
The book club and the adventure club.
Yeah. I think I'm wanting to go quite big for my first one.
Have you been playing? Because I know I did this, I reckon, in school as well.
What's this?
Where it's like you haven't been doing anything and you've been putting something off for so long.
Yeah.
And so you get to a point where all you can do is say something big's coming. you haven't done anything, but it's like something big's coming. Is there a little bit of that? Have you done nothing, but you're saying something big's coming?
Yeah, I'm saying something big's coming, but it's been on my mind. And
but has anything actually happened? Have you done anything?
No, I haven't done anything.
Okay.
I've done mentally done something. Yeah. Is that what you're
saying? You've thought about it.
But so have you even got a big idea? Or because I feel like I've caught myself in a corner where I'm like, I haven't even got the idea, but I'm like, the only way that I haven't spoken about it. So the only way, it's like when you're
hooking
doing
is teasing to something.
Yeah, well, it's going to be big.
And then the pressure's on to deliver. So it's not in terms of an adventure in respects to going out to the wilderness or anything like that. So it's lo-fi compared to that. But getting a bunch of gronks together and going to Urban Surf, which I'm going to speak to my mate Brent Valley tomorrow on the show about his experience there. But this is the wave park, the surf park. It's like surfing next to the Tullamarine Airport.
Is it indoor?
No, it's outdoor.
It's outside.
It's outdoor. Yeah, it's near the airport.
It's a man-made wave adventure.
Yeah, it's an adventure. You go out there, we're venturing out to Tullamarine.
Can we do paintball?
It's so annoying. Paintball is so annoying.
Big so bruises. Are the people at the shopping center trying to sell them.
Oh my God. What a tough job. I mean,
they get like for every person they get, that's like $50, they get 25. Yeah.
Do you think that's the worldwide? Like people, like, is that happening over in the States, like, or Australia wide? The paintball thing? So you walk into a shopping center in it's Melbourne been a while, at least.
To be honest, it's probably been like 5 years since it's happened to me.
But it's I saw one. Doncaster Shoppo.
Oh, really?
Yep, right near the supermarket, right near EB Games or one of those.
It's where you'd want
right near
it.
JB Hi-Fi coming down. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, mate, you would be great at paintball. Mm. Absolutely not, mate.
Yeah.
Hate it. Mm. Just hate it. So anyway, Urban Surf, get out there. I think we can incorporate the show into an episode. Uh-huh. And that's the ball's rolling. Just buzzwords.
So why is that big?
Because
it's like, out and about.
It's an established.
Well, isn't it like you're in the adventure club?
Yeah, mate, you got to give it some bloody sizzle.
Yeah, no, but I guess like the out and about thing is sort of implied.
Built in.
And so I think that potentially that's very basic. I would say that's the opposite of big. I think that's accessible.
Why?
I think you could frame it the other way as much as you could say, oh, it's going to be big. You could say, guys, I'm keeping it real simple. There's going to be a car park. You can go.
Okay,
you hire a wetsuit.
So yeah,
very simple. That's okay. I'd love to do go karting as well if that could be part of your.
Oh yeah, Le Mans.
Oh yeah, Le Mans. I don't know if I can go there anymore.
Why? What did you do
after the?
They're looking for 120 kilo kid.
Yeah, it's true.
They don't know who you are.
I got in a lot of trouble at Le Mans.
And so what about you? Big update or just no update?
No. Update. So. My big things are happening. I got a big thing planned. But in all seriousness, the book, what's the book called?
You're Not Listening.
Do you know that you've resorted to Mr. 97 as your short-term memory?
Yeah.
Like he is your memory?
He's my Evernote.
Well, you had a meltdown yesterday.
What about?
You read out the wrong show title.
Oh, that's
right.
And
we had to restart.
Yeah. That was annoying.
It took. I had to double check. That's why it took so long to sort of like.
It's surprising because we've done it before and then you just like we correct it in show and keep going.
We had guests on.
Yeah. But
made sense.
And so this book, the thing that I want to get, have we got the Amazon affiliate sorted?
Yeah, I've set that up.
With our bank account attached?
Yes.
Okay. So can you put a link to the book with our Amazon affiliate link?
Yeah.
And then I'll go hard in the Facebook group. We've got a Facebook group. If you go to facebook.com/groups/The Daily Talk Show, we have an exclusive group currently of only 200 people.
Which you will see the video of Mr. 97.
Well, I'm thinking about cutting it off at 210 people.
Absolutely not.
Why 210?
Well, I just wanted to try and get and then reopen.
Yeah, sure.
It's closed anyway.
It's a closed group.
It's a closed group.
I
was trying to add some sizzle. Anyway, so, but what we can do is tonight.
Yeah.
Not to take away from everything that you're doing with your generation intervention, but I'm going to do that book. That is the book we're doing. Good. And we're going to start at Feb 1.
Which, what are the terms of reading a book? Like how does a book club work? Do you don't know yet?
Nah, so you-
Read in a month?
Nah. So the way-
3 months?
And this is where I've been a little bit selfish.
Have you
bought the book? Yeah. And I've like, well, so that's me lying. That's the big thing. I haven't started. But I definitely plan to.
That's the big thing.
Yeah,
a few good photos, a few Insta posts of the book.
Yeah, I did a photo of the book and I put the book next to my bed. So it's moved its way from the shelf to the next stage. And the next stage is opening it up. And so what I was planning on doing was getting a head start. Mm. And wouldn't it be great for me to announce the book and have already read it?
But you haven't.
I haven't. But we're announcing it now. And so what we'll do is.
What's the book called?
The book is called.
You're Not Listening.
You're Not Listening.
Can't remember the author's name.
How ironic.
Yeah.
When you can't remember the title.
Yeah. But I read a good New York Times article about it. And so I can link to that in our Facebook group. But so today, everyone, I want you to buy the book through our link and then put in the comments, bought the book. And then starting Feb 1, you have to start reading it. Feb 15 is the first conversation on the show about the book.
I didn't know what was happening on the show.
So there's an element,
like a lot of people that have zero care about it.
Well, so, okay, but you're going to have to
figure out. I think it's a closed off, like it's some kind of like invites only. No, it's a Zoom call. Do a Zoom call.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or, yeah. Because that's where it's like.
So I can't talk about it on the show at all.
Can you not do a group chat on
Facebook?
On Instagram.
You can do
group calls.
Okay,
we'll do something.
Or so Facebook or whatever.
Okay.
Facebook,
so I'll do maybe a group. That's what I'm going to do. Fuck, this is good. I'll put it in. You know how there's a feature that you can join a chat in Instagram? So you can say join our chat and you click it and you go into a group, an Instagram group. And so what I'll do is I'll set that up today and say, are you going to join? Join now. Click here. They enter the chat. I then have the affiliate link. They buy the book. We get our 3%. And then I start giving them what they want cash. From the book club.
The book club. No, I like it. I was blown away today when we were at your place and doing some filming, and I went into your
spare room.
It's your book. It's your book room, because that's where you're.
It's a library, personal library.
I looked at the bookshelf. A couple of things jumped out at me. A lot of books.
I was going to say not enough books at the moment.
A lot of books. Second thing jumped out at me. You spent more time color coding that fucking thing than reading books.
That's great. Yeah, so that was
part of the effort because that is some great whites, blacks, reds. Ooh, like it's better than a library.
To be honest though, it's sort of the dummy's way of organizing books, isn't
it? Well, it makes sense to the eye. It doesn't make sense to the whatever the topic is.
I was looking at the Dewey decimal.
Oh my God.
The Dewey system.
I don't even know. D-E-W.
And
I just remember as a kid.
Anyway.
You could have a computer in there and you could type in your thing and it brings up the little code. Well, that's and the where
iPad.
It is.
So I've got the iPad for that.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was saying to 97, one thing that Bree and I are going to invest in, not spending.
Or is Josh going to invest in?
No, it's actually, she's on board.
Okay.
We saw some great, you know, that Architects Digest YouTube channel.
That you were obsessed with,
And so they have like people and their houses, and they all have really good books, like heaps, or some the ones that we love have books everywhere. And so I was thinking, okay, what does furniture cost? What does a good couch cost?
A lot.
10 grand.
So, that's a lot of, You can get a great
couch. And so the thing is that we don't, from an apartment point of view, we're not going to spend 10 grand on a couch. We spend 600.
Great.
And Brie wants to get rid of it.
It's a great couch.
Yeah. But what we can invest in, what's not going to change, is books. And so from now until we buy our own place, I'm building the library. And so when we move into a place and we're doing the interior design, I was saying to 97, we're going to have a 3-bedroom place. Brent and I will have like a main room. Makes sense. Then there'll be a second room, which is like a study, and a third room, which is a guest room. And so if 97 ever stays, he'll basically arrive and there'll be a little mini bar of Hey Tiger chocolate, which we've paid for at a staff discount, and a soap, and then the iPad. And the
soap?
Little soap, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a cake, soap cake. And on the iPad, there'll be a little note and it'll say, hey, Sevs, thanks for staying. We're a book house and we like reading books. We don't watch that much TV.
Which is wrong. It's absolutely but false because you watch more television than me.
But that's a new place.
New year, new me.
Yeah. Okay, and so I see what you're doing. And so the idea is that he can then say, oh, yeah, I want to read a book.
Yeah.
And so he can go through, see the library, see the catalogue. I'll then even – I'm hoping that it's not a custom app. Hopefully there's something by this time that can do this. But I want to – select books. So it's like Josh's pick of the week. So it's like, or I've even gone in and said, this is what I think you would like. And so he
all
sees-
on the iPad?
Yeah.
And so he hasn't even touched the book yet.
No. Nah. And so then he, but this is where it becomes booky. He'll look at the iPad and then he'll be like, oh, Iran. I want to learn more about Iran. He clicks on it. It says bottom of the stairs. And then he goes in, he goes through like little wine cellar bit. And there's like all the books on Iran, and he goes in, he grabs it. Mm. When he takes that book, I get notified. And so I make sure that when he leaves, I take the book back and put it into the spot under the stairs. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's an absolute quirk for a guy that doesn't really read books.
Well, I love books.
No, I know you do, but Bill Gates loves books. He reads books.
Reads them, but Bill Gates spends more time talking about reading books.
Nah, I'm sure he's fucking, I think he reads a lot.
I mean, the interesting thing is
170 pages a minute.
Yeah, he's a freak.
That's right, 170 pages. An hour.
Sorry.
A minute. Yeah, that's
outrageous. I just listened to 170 and then I tuned out. Yeah.
But the thing is I like reading.
There's a lot of things I like but I don't do.
What's one thing that you like that you don't do?
Surfing.
What's another one?
Bike riding.
Another?
I don't mind going bouldering. Like,
what's something that you say that you do or talk about, or it's really connected?
I've stopped it. What? I mean, skating, all these things that I don't own a skateboard or
but
bike.
Is it, no, but those things you don't never talk about. I talk about books. And so the uncomfortable thing about-
Yeah, I'm just
not
a poser. I don't say I'm a fucking skater.
So you don't pose about anything?
You'd probably have a better understanding
of what you pose.
Yeah, because I think the posing is you're a bit delusional about how you're actually-
What do you think Tommy poses?
Yeah, what do I pose about? Or am I just fucking boring? This is really hurtful. I mean, you don't have to
be a handyman. You don't fucking do anything really with your hands.
I don't have enough tools.
Bits and pieces.
Yes, but not enough tools.
I mean, I've got more visual evidence than you. Yeah. Than your posing.
No, that's fair.
But what is the evidence? I've got more books.
Look around you, Matt.
But if we counted how long you spent building this wall behind us versus how much time I've read, I've read more than you have building walls.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take that long.
Anyway, so 97. Congratulations.
It's a good dream. I really saw the walking through the cellar into the...
Isn't that a great idea?
It's great. I mean, let's hope we fucking kill it with this business.
Well, and so...
Well, the books.
Yeah. You know I've gone quiet on that.
Oh.
No, I'm saying, mate, books? Kill it because of the house that he described was a fucking Manhattan mansion.
No, it's not
walking
Manhattan.
Through a anywhere two-story at least, three-bedrooms, wine cellar, $10,000 couch.
No,
$10,000
$10,000 in books.
Yeah.
And you so that's the thing.
But you got yes, you chose to get
ladder.
A two-story.
Could you imagine me falling
wine
off the
cellar?
You would.
That Brie will definitely have to do the ladder. But the as in
you have to have a Cadbury.
Yeah. But no, I think there's a there's something nice about it. But I think the other thing too, like you think about wine.
Mate, I'm not pushing back. I'm saying we're just gonna
I'm not gonna have many wine bottles. I think like a nice cellar or something, like 100 bottles. So if 100 bottles at around $100 a bottle, it's $10,000. So you spend $10,000 on wine.
The guy hasn't even got a couch at this point.
Say if you spend $10,000, like
you have to replace those though.
But this is the thing.
Just how many times are you going to drink them a week?
Yeah.
Two bottles a week?
No. But I guess that's like the whole point is it's, There's things that you don't have to have all the time.
It's all for show, mate. My uncle is into wine, gets wine all the time.
Does he drink
has
it?
About 20 bottles. He drinks, what do you mean? But he's only got a stash that like he's got his good stuff. You don't need
My point, the reason I brought up the wine thing was because it's like how much, like wine could be $50, $100, whatever it is. Books, you can get a good book for $20.
And so you've actually lost me. Turned off sex.
Yeah.
The generation intervention needs to happen to me now after this conversation.
Why?
You're talking about reading books. I was trying to bring it back.
No, I appreciate it. The horoscopes. We talk about that another time. But a lot is happening with the horoscopes. If you enjoy the show,
mine's sex and aggression.
What does that mean? Your whole horoscope.
Well, no, it kept coming up, reoccurring.
Okay.
Well, maybe this is a sign. The generation intervention is a sign.
Aggressively, is it?
Well, Gemma said it comes under passion.
It's built up. There's a lot of tension in the young man.
Do you see yourself? I don't see yourself. You as a passionate guy.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't.
No, I know.
No, he's being sarcastic that you really hurt his feelings then.
No, but I don't see yourself. Like you're
passionate about what?
You're very like, you don't walk into a room and go, good morning.
No. Like, but I don't know if that means I'm not passionate.
The reason he hasn't had sex is because he's so passionate about this show. Fucking show.
Yeah.
He puts in more effort.
I think he could communicate his passion to me more about the show. Anyway, all right. If you enjoyed the show, leave us an Apple Podcast review.
And if you have only been listening, please go and watch the video. It's on our website. It's on YouTube. It's on Instagram. Yep. It's all over the shop.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Sebs, for everything you do. I actually think you are passionate now that I think about it.
Yeah. We love you. I hope everyone's fallen in love. Everyone has fallen in love with you.
I love you too.
Oh, that's nice.
I love you too.
I love you. I love you.
That's nice. All right. Now let's.
That's my fucking thing. I say that.
No, and I did. I don't say it much, so it's got real impact. All right. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Bye.